Time to join EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, Joan Lewis, who brings us the Vatican Week in review. So, Joan, it's a beautiful day and you've walked into our studios here with a beautiful shell necklace, and it has a medal on it which is connected to something that's happening in the Vatican on Sunday.
Oh, this weekend, the canonization ceremony, we will have seven new saints, one of whom is Mary Ann Cope, a Franciscan nun who for 35 years lived in Hawaii. She's from actually Upper New York, raised near Utica, New York, joined the Franciscan nuns in Syracuse. That's where her shrine is and everything today. But she spent 35 years of her long life in Hawaii.
So that's where your necklace comes from.
And my necklace is so, you wish you
for
had
our listeners,
video.
Yeah. For our listeners, it's yellow shells.
Yellow shells, and I found out they're like snail shells. And then the beautiful medal, which has the church on it, and then her image on
the
another
church in
side.
Hawaii.
I haven't taken it off since they gave it to me from Hawaii. And it's absolutely magnificent. And people who don't even know me stop and say, oh, what is that? You know, so anyway, very, very exciting event. And when you look at the lives of the people, the two I know best are the two Americans, if you want, I mean, associated with Upper New York, that's Mary Ann Cope, and the Mohawk Indian girl.
I'll get you to pronounce that.
Yes, Kateri Tekavita. And called the Lily of the Mohawk. She died at the tender age, actually, of 24. But two amazing ladies, very inspirational. Mary Ann's life I have studied much more, and I've been to Hawaii on two different occasions to do research on and visit the places associated with St. Damien and Mary Ann. And the visitors from Hawaii, because it's one very, very long trip, as you can imagine. It's like 10,000 miles or something. And the Hawaii group went first to Syracuse, New York, A, to kind of break up the trip, but more importantly, obviously, to visit Mary Ann's shrine. And then they came to Rome on Tuesday, were at the papal audience Wednesday, and they danced. There was a group of Hawaiian dancers who danced for the Holy Father, and an event Friday night at the Vatican Museums in their honor, dancing also. So they're very, very excited. And you know what is especially exciting to me? The fact that Mother Mary Ann and of course, St. Damien, Father Damien before her, took care of these victims of leprosy for 35 years. She for 5 in Honolulu, and then for 30 on the peninsula of Kalaupapa, where the victims of leprosy were exiled. It was such a contagious disease. Obviously, we know a lot more today. It's not contagious. But this was one amazing lady, the other nuns that came with her, and she promised her sisters that they would never, ever get leprosy. Now, St. Damien did die of leprosy, but I have discovered in the intervening years of study, you have to have a genetic predisposition to get leprosy. And most of the people that lived there over the years were from China, the Philippines, Native Hawaiians, Samoans. They were generally, for example, not North Americans or Western Europeans. But today there are 17 who still live on the island. 9 of them are in Rome as we speak. They came for the beatification. They've lived there since like 1970, 69, 70, 71. One of them was my guide this summer, Melli. And so she's here in Rome. Again, they're not contagious at all. You don't so much see external signs. You wouldn't walk down the street and say, oh, my word, you know, they have leprosy. There's only one or two that there's a slight deformation, for example, of the hands that you can see. But to me, the more I studied Mary Ann, the more she was such a model, an inspiration, I guess you'd say, for the simple reason she did something I know very well that I could not have done. And I was talking about Father Damien when he was canonized in 2009. I was talking about him with the priest, and I said, I don't think I ever could have done that, the kind of work Mother Teresa did and so forth. Just being around these people, afraid that to touch them, but you'd have to minister to them. And I said to this priest, I just don't think I could have done that. And he said, Joan, remember that, he said, God gives people like that, many of the people who are the saints, canonized saints, he does give them extra grace and extra gifts, charisms, whatever we want to call it. And he said, they are given the extra gifts, but then they have to live up to it. So he said, you may not have the same gifts or grace as a Mary Ann, But God has given you your gifts, and he wants you to live up to that. And I found that enormously consoling, that I have to live heroic virtues in the sense of the gifts that God gave me. And it may not be like Marianne, but it's still very, very consoling.
Anyway, so, getting back to us here in the Vatican, Joan.
There is other news, believe it or not. And to kind of go back a bit, if we...
The Wednesday audience,
a
perhaps?
Lot of big events, actually, yes, around Wednesday and Thursday. The Wednesday audience, the Pope announced that he was starting a new series of catecheses that will cover the entire period of the Year of Faith, which will end November of 2013. And he said that this year was meant to renew our enthusiasm for believing in Jesus Christ. And, of course, Jesus Christ is absolutely probably the key word at the Synod for the new evangelization.
Which is also taking place in the Vatican.
Amazing. And as we speak, the Synod Fathers and other participants, experts and so forth, have gone into their language small group meetings now. The speeches that they gave in the Synod Hall, that part is over. Now they are digesting what has been said in the Synod Hall, discussing it in the language groups. The result of those talks will be propositions given to the Holy Father that he will then write his document, probably come out in a year or two, called the Apostolic Exhortation. But what's very interesting, the Pope's catechesis was so beautiful Wednesday. I will often on my blog give a summary, and I gave like the whole catechesis. It was almost like a prayer. And the Pope talked about the faith. He's and the main thing today, which is so sad and disappointing, he said, people don't know the basics of their faith. There are some people who cannot even recite the creed. And actually, he said that is one of the most important things that we want to get into. And he said, we're living in a society that has profoundly changed, a society in flux. And he said, there's individualism and there's relativism. They dominate the hearts of so many people. And he said, they've also touched believers. This has gotten to believers, and that's why he said he wants to, in the Year of Faith, help people make this journey of faith and to deepen their faith. And he said, you know, the contents of our faith are directly related to our life's experience. So I am sure what we're going to have at the end of this year is a very beautiful book, a volume of all his magnificent, if there is half as beautiful as last Wednesday's, you know. And then, but this week there were a lot of other announcements that came out.
One yes. connected to Syria, Joan.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, it was Tuesday afternoon, that Cardinal Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone announced the Holy Father will send a delegation to Damascus, Syria, to express in the Pope's name, that of the entire Church, the Synod Fathers, fraternal solidarity with the entire population, and to express the Pope's closeness to all the people of Syria, but especially to the Christian brothers and sisters. And it's very interesting. The delegation is composed of Synod Fathers representing all of the continents. So you have African Cardinal, you have Pacinha, you have Cardinal Dolan of New York, and Cardinal, but there is a Vietnamese bishop going, and Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, who's president here at the Vatican of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. So now the date has not been set. We learned in a press conference this week. They're still looking at that. There's formalities you have to do with the government, visas. I don't know what else is required, but they're working all that out, and it's very possible that in the week to come, the delegation may go there. And then another interesting announcement was made, but also for 2013, but very interesting. The Holy Father has decided to call all of the Holy See Apostolic Nuncios. People should know that that word means ambassador. The apostolic delegates and permanent observers to organizations like the UN and so forth. He's called them to Rome in June of 2013. For a meeting to reflect on the Year of Faith, because at that point it'll be like a little more than half over.
That's kind of an unusual meeting. Synods are regular yes. meetings since Vatican II, but that's kind of an unusual meeting.
Exactly. And you've got, again, you're looking at the Universal Church with this too. The Year of Faith affects the Universal Church, the Synod of Bishops, the new evangelization. It involves us. You know, two of us sitting here in the studio, the people walking down the street today, it involves all of our Christian brothers and sisters, not just the Synod Fathers who are talking over these various issues. So when you have the nuncios come in, every single country, and I think it's like 174, 176 to in addition to organizations, the apostolic nuncios in, oh my word, so as I said, 174 countries. So they'll all be here, and they're going to have this very wonderful tapestry or mosaic of the universal church and what each church is doing. You know.
Thank you very much, yeah. Joan. See
you
next
week. Yeah, indeed.
And many thanks there go to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.